about a resveratrol study. How many of you have ever heard of resveratrol?
Drink it every night.
What's that?
Drink it every night.
Drink it every night. But Dave would be able to finish that thought by saying it's red wine that is it gives you some resveratrol, because resveratrol is in the skin of red grapes. But I think we'd have to drink, what, 3 cases of red wine every night? I'm on my way. But Martin Dalaticki, one of our fine geneticists in Australia, in Melbourne, is finishing up a clinical trial in FA patients using resveratrol. Just yesterday, he sent us the briefing slides that will be used to brief the meeting this coming week in San Diego of the American Academy of Neurology. It shows the following, the briefing does. It gave these patients resveratrol at a low dose, and then a different set of patients a high dose. Both the low dose patients, but especially the high dose patients, did enjoy some improvement in their rating scale scores. In other words, the Friedreich's ataxia rating scales, and they used a total of 3 different rating scales. Basically, it's a neurological exam. How are your legs working? How are your arms working? How's your vision? How's your speech? How's your hearing? That sort of thing. There were improvements in the patients, especially in the high-dose patients. On the other hand, they did not see, as they hoped they would, any increase in frataxin protein or any increase in frataxin protein messenger RNA. They had seen that in the mouse studies and in the cell model studies. But as Paul and I were agreeing earlier today, mouse ain't people. And I keep hearing at the NIH that this is a wonderful era in which to be a sick mouse, because there are all kinds of mouse cures, but we just can't seem to translate the mouse cures into people cures. So they saw in the mice and in the cell models increase in frataxin protein, increase in frataxin protein messenger RNA, but not in the patients. But they did see what they thought is a very promising improvement in their rating scales, the neurological rating scales. So they are very much interested in continuing doing a full upscale. This was a pilot study, open label, no placebo. They are interested in advancing the next stage of a double-blind placebo-controlled resveratrol study. The issue they're facing is that these patients, especially on high dose, did have some gastrointestinal issues. A high percentage of them had diarrhea and abdominal pain and loose stool. So they're looking at several possibilities. We won't know for a while which they'll pick up. They could, you know, go to a lower dose. It was 1 gram a day was the low dose. 5 grams a day was the high dose. How about 2.5? You know, and the other thing they're looking at is the possibility of doing some additional chemistry on resveratrol, slightly altering the chemical groups involved, and say we still get the impact of resveratrol without the GI issues. But we don't know. It might even, they'll be talking.
Should a person just try taking it or not? That's not in the trial.
Let's ask Dave Lynch and Sue Pearl that question. I'm not a doctor.
I've been taking it.
Yeah.
Well, there's
with red wine, or have you been taking it? you eat grapes, right?
No, you can get it. It's an herbal thing over the counter.
Right.
What the use of the study was actually medicinal. It's actually very purified and concentrated. What we get from the herbals is not exactly the same medication. So you can't determine the dosage.
Right.
So what they're given, the dosage that Ron gave, you have no clue what you're taking. You have an estimate based on it, but it's not regulated.
Yeah, if you were taking the herbal, you would have no idea how close you were approximating the trial dose, yeah.
Right.
And I doubt you'd want to take...
You shouldn't try that.
You shouldn't try that, yeah. not discouraging you taking the same amount you've been taking or whatever.
Not for me, I was...
But you also brought another point up, which I think you need to, it's two sides. The mouse model doesn't translate a lot of times into it. So it goes back to our previous excitement of the pure plural, I can't say the word now. The stem cells.
Sorry, plug stem cell.
Because those do translate.
Right, yeah.
So that's a huge thing. So now that you do all this research and investment in the cells, it actually translates into the patient a little bit better than if you do a mouse, cure the mouse, and then you do it in the patient.
Oh, absolutely. I see what you're saying. Yeah. The iPS cells, the stem cells.
That's huge.
The nerve cells derived from our patient's stem cells are a much better cell model, but much better test bed than the mouse. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Does it have any impact on cardiac?
They looked at echocardiograph and they did not see any end stage change.
Did they keep them on iodine or take them off if they were on?
Could not be on anything else for the study. So they took them off for 30 days. You had to wash out of 30 days before the study.
Should
we go?
Iodine.